Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dancing Goddess Show here on Blog Talk. I am your host, Deanna Durrell, and I am so excited for tonight's show. I have a very special guest. And for those of you that are new to the show, welcome. If you would like to call in to add a comment or ask us a question, the number to dial is 657-383-1696. And if you could press 1 on your phone, that'll show me that your hand is up. So I know a few of you are listening on your phone, so if you don't press 1, then I'll just assume you're listening. I love to start my show with just a simple grounding to get us all in energetic alignment. Today's show is all about tips to help heal yourself during this holiday season. So to begin, I'm just going to invite everybody to close their eyes and take a couple of nice deep healing breaths, letting your belly just expand, and on the exhale, letting go of any stress, any worries from the day. Just allow yourself the gift of the present moment. And as we gather here in this energetic circle, whether you're listening live or on the replay, we call in your spirit guides of the highest and the purest vibration to just inspire you during this show. And as with all my shows, I'm going to have you ask your own intuition. What's one word that describes your intent for the next cycle? It could be something general like compassion or more self-love, or maybe something specific that's on your heart tonight. Just be open to receiving exactly the message that you need to hear during the show around this intent. And if you want, you can go ahead and write it on a sheet of paper to energize it even more. So I want to introduce you to my special guest. She is an amazing woman, and I feel so honored to have her with us. She is an international healer, and her name is Althea Gray. And I first met Althea at Colette Baron Reed's workshop way back, I believe it was in 2006 or 2009. I honestly can't remember at this point. And I remember her walking across the stage with this like little stainless steel pendulum thinking, I have to meet this woman. And sure enough, during one of the breaks, we got to talking, and I remember just wanting to go up to her and squeeze her because I thought she was the most sparkly, fun, kind, powerful being I'd ever met. And so tonight, we all get a treat. We get the treat of her wisdom and her knowledge. So without further ado, I want to bring her on. Althea, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello,
how are
hello.
You, Diana?
I'm
so
amazing.
Lovely to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. So for those of my listeners that are new to you and your amazing work, how would you describe how you help people?
Well, I would say that most of the people that find me are individual, very special souls who have very special things to do on this planet, but have been sort of beaten up by life or misguided in some way. And my job is to make sure that they are on track, clean them up, and bring out the sparkle of their soul and their destiny. So I have found through the years that these are the sort of people that tend to come to me for help.
Beautiful. And you have so many gifts and talents. I mean, you do the healing work, you do feng shui, you do all sorts of things. What is the highlight of how you work with people, or do you have a favorite?
Oh, what is being highlighted actually right now is my professional clearing work that I have designed, a very simple system to clear dark forces, dead people,
mm-hmm.
Things that people have in the unseen world that is around them that are creating irritation in their life or sleeplessness, poor relationships, blockages in terms of health and well-being and materializing good things in their life. And so I lectured extensively this year on it, how the unseen world affects the person's life. So this year, this seems to be at the forefront, understanding how these things rob your light. And so this kind of ties in with things that you wanted to discuss this evening about Christmas. And this is the season of light, isn't it?
Oh, I love that. Absolutely. And looking at what takes you away from the light and what brings you closer to it.
Yes. Yes. And unfortunately, there are things out there that, you know, microscopes can't measure. But they're there. And I describe these type of forces something like akin to bacteria and viruses that we coexist with. And the only way we know they're there is if we use a microscope or if they become so invasive, where they cause illness or some type of health issue, then we address that. But when we have an invasion of these other things, we don't have tools yet to measure them, but we can see the affect. And the affect is irritability, listlessness, anxiety. And if you find yourself rehearsing some painful incident in your life, and suddenly you find yourself going over and over and over it. Usually these forces tend to bring them out of the cellular memory and have these things stimulate you in such a way where it brings your whole spirit down. So having awareness that the unseen world has things there that are actually affecting people's behavior and how they feel, and how they operate in life.
You know, a lot of what I've been feeling, and I know a lot of my colleagues and friends have mentioned with this holiday season, it's almost like there's a toxic energy or lower vibrations, and also emotional debris that's getting stirred up. And so I was just wondering, with Christmas and even New Year's, even the onset of, you know, the end of the year arriving really soon, what tips can you offer, you know, those that are listening right now that are feeling kind of dragged down by these unseen forces or even just internal emotional, you know, overload?
Life, yeah. Right now, you know, when we turn the television on, you know, there's so many things going on that make people feel helpless in the sense that what can we do to make our world a better place?
Mm-hmm.
And whether you look abroad or you look in your own family, there's so many things that are pulling people down. And I always say begin with yourself, begin with your own home, and do something for yourself that lifts your spirit. And you take a forward action. You did make a decision that, well, maybe I'm not going to watch the news so often. I'm going to edit the type of violent movies that I see. I'm going to decide to be around positive people.
Mm.
I'm going to set up something in my environment that makes me feel good. So you have to take charge of that yourself. And if you feel you don't have the energy or that you're so pulled down, listen to music that lifts your listen to people who have positive messages. There are a lot of speakers out there now that are delivering messages that feed your spirit. Often for myself, during the holidays, I use it as a very spiritual time for myself, and I do meditations and prayers for the world, and I'm going to be going to New York to spend quality time with my daughter.
Oh,
so,
yay!
Yes. So you have to take charge of it yourself. I do want to share this for those out there who have traditionally had something terrible happen at Christmas, and it reminds them of, instead of something wonderful, it reminds them of sadness.
Mm-hmm.
I myself, you know, a long time ago, had my spouse come home on Christmas Eve and say that he was leaving. So
oh
my daughter
goodness.
And I, Christmas tree up, and suddenly this terrible news, unexpected news. And for a long time, Christmas would stimulate that painful experience. And I love Christmas, and I've always created that for my family, a wonderful environment to enjoy the Christmas, the holiday spirit. And I had lost it for a long time because it stimulated something that was painful. So I decided you have to make a decision. And I decided that I wasn't going to allow that to interfere how I enjoyed my holidays. And so little by little, I put up a Christmas tree. I went to Christmas gatherings with friends. I started to give gifts again. And I really brought Christmas back to myself. But I had to do something. I didn't sit back and hope that something would happen for me. I actually made a decision to make my Christmas and the holidays something special.
Mm.
And for New Year's, I usually use that time to do a group meditation. And I use it as a time to pray for world peace and to pray for my clients and to put forward an energy that for the year that would be positive and productive. So, but it has to, you have to do that, you have to take that action. You have to decide you're going to do something that takes you away from just sitting in a place of sadness. So,
oh my gosh.
I mean, I always say that happiness is a skill. Doesn't just happen.
Like that.
Yeah, and you have to know what makes you happy. Get in touch with that. And make sure that you have these things in your environment and that you choose, make good choices.
Thank you so much for sharing that story, Althea. I just want to, like, take a minute to acknowledge you because I know there's so many people out there that can relate to that story, you know, whether it's, in your case, the end of a marriage or the end of a career or a job or the end of, you know, even, you know, a precious object or something that you hold dear to you and really making that internal call to change the way that you are thinking about it and to not be the victim when it's so easy, right? It's so easy to stay in that space.
Yes, and you know, there are triggers. You know, Christmas, and then your mind goes back to that painful experience, and then suddenly all the dazzle disappears. And I've realized that for everything, everything in life has a sort of shelf life. If we recognize sometimes things end because something new has to begin. And understanding that, you know, when this happens, how it happens, some things have a natural ending, just as our life. We have a certain time frame that we get to live on this earth, and then we leave. And those things happen in our life. So recognizing that, you understand that if something ends, something's ready to begin. And all it takes is you taking that forward action, that step. And sometimes it's just these words, I'm ready. I'm ready to take the next step. Bring this forward to me.
That's like a wonderful holiday mantra. I hope people are writing that down. I am ready
Yes.
for the next step. I love that.
Well,
So,
I can tell you my whole healing career began with those words.
I know there's a juicy story here, Althea. However much you feel comfortable sharing, I would love to have you explain more about that.
How my healing career began? Well,
yeah.
Many of us have a calling. And sometimes we feel somehow inadequate to take the call. And then sometimes life produces some circumstances for you that takes away things that you might hide behind. And then suddenly you're faced with what you have to do. And that happened to me. And I knew that this was my path, but I really didn't want to be that responsible. And so things happened so that I would have to be, I'd have to do it. So one day I said to God, okay, I'm ready. I can do this. And what happened is the universe presented to me an opportunity to do healing work in Sri Lanka. And I worked in a clinic with a doctor who was a physician to the president. So as soon as I said, okay, I'm ready, the universe presented to me all the things to act upon. You always have a choice. Maybe, perhaps I wouldn't, but I decided to act upon it, and it opened up a huge world very, very quickly. So for all of you out there tonight who are wondering what are your next steps and what is in store for me for 2016, use Christmas as a time of preparation. Put your ducks in a row and the things that you need to let go of, and say to the universe, I am ready. I'm ready to take that next step.
I just got
and allow, yes, and allow the universe to conspire to bring to you those things that you need to make those next important steps in your life.
Thank you for that.
And you need faith. And I always say that faith is the ultimate belief in oneself.
I love that. And so kind of shifting a little bit from faith kind of in the, you know, in the unknown, faith in yourself, to those of my listeners that are healers, that are practicing healers or closet healers, what advice can you give them as far as dealing with family issues that may come up during the holidays? How to kind of stay in their own energy among people who may or may not be on the spiritual path?
Well, the first thing is honoring where everyone is. I think part of the issues in the world is a lack of tolerance, a lack of allowing someone else their own beliefs, allowing them their space in life. And there's this imposition that you have to believe what I believe. You have to be like me. You have to walk like me. You have to think like me. And there's this huge intolerance. And I think for healers, especially who tend to be extremely compassionate people, learning healthy boundaries and always preserving and taking care of what you believe to be true, and understand that others may not have that same kind of tolerance. So when you hear criticism of you or judgment, hold your own space And you can say, I understand where you, what you're saying, but I'm like this. But I do respect what you have to say.
Mm.
So tolerance and allowing people to be who they are is a huge thing to carry forward in this next year, because there's just too much of intolerance in the world. And that is my advice to healers. They have to hold that space for many types of individuals with different beliefs and different circumstances, and holding that place of non-judgment is so important.
That is great advice. Thank you for that. And I can just feel like the energetic circle kind of,
yes.
It doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be crazy or stressful unless we choose for our experience to be that way.
And protect your space. Protect your personal space. You know, if it's violent, if it's crushing your spirit, then do something else. You know, don't be in that environment. Make a choice. You know, or if you have to be in that environment, perhaps you're there for a short period of time. But learn how to protect your personal space.
I love that. And speaking of space, is there any tips you can give as far as, like, things that we can do to make our space more high vibrational, or things that kind of take away the energy or drain? Like, I know if you have like dead plants all around, that's not good.
Yes, you remind me that my beautiful plants outside that I had, this most wonderful flower garden this summer, and now all of those potted plants need to be trimmed and the pots put away very nicely. Yes, dead plants do pull down the energy in a space. But also, I clutter. And if you go in through your closets and you have to squeeze to get in there, you have too much. Look at your shoes. Look in your cupboards. If you open your cupboards and everything's falling out because you you just have shoved everything in, edit. A clean, clear space allows a lot of chi to move in your environment, keeping things clean. Dust has a lot of energy, and it's mostly human skin. So, yes, dust is mostly human skin, and you want to make a point of keeping your space clean, remove clutter as much as you can. It's a good time to give things away. I used to have closets full of clothes, and my family used to say, but you're wearing the same things every day. And so this fall, I literally gave away 2/3 of my clothes.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you.
Yes. And I now have things that I use and not, well, maybe I'll use it next year, or maybe I have given away sets of dishes and all sorts of things. And it just somehow makes you feel more at ease and more peaceful in your house. If things don't match your personality anymore, get rid of it, because it's always a reminder that it's not you.
Right.
And you're kind of tolerating that part of you that is completed. So, you know, learn to let go. All of these things. So for Christmas, you can set your New Year's resolution to edit your environment, keep it clean and decide that you are only going to have things in there that really are you.
I love that. Yeah, I just did that a couple of days ago with some books, and I tend to hold on to books for so long, but there are some books that I'm like, oh, this isn't supposed to be mine anymore. This is, you know, this could be a great gift for so-and-so, or I feel like I've learned everything and I don't, you know, I don't need to energetically keep this in my space. But it's amazing what can bubble up when we do that sorting process.
Well, and also for those people out there who are wondering what Christmas gifts they should give, and if your budget right now, if it's one of those times where Christmas is here and you feel, oh, I don't have the funds to celebrate it or give in the way that I would like to, you could put in an envelope a positive intention for someone. Mm. Or you can say, I'm going to come over and help you clean your closet. This is my Christmas present to you. Or something like that. You know, it doesn't have to be things that you purchase. And maybe that recycled book and sent and with notes on the front that said, oh, I enjoyed this passage here and here. And it becomes this really personal thing that you're sharing and giving as a gift to someone else. So think about that. I'm sure in your environment there's so many things that you would like someone else to repurpose it and make it a lovely gift for someone. And it could be a good wish. A Christmas card wrapped in a bow that has, I wish this and this and this. These are my intentions for you for this year.
Beautiful. Well, Althea, you've been so generous with your time and your tips. I feel like we've covered so many things in just this short time, but I want to make sure that I give you the floor, because I know, you know, people are listening to you and wanting more and wanting maybe to book sessions with you. Can you tell us a little bit about where they can go to find out more?
Yes, you can go to my website, which is under construction at the moment, but you can reach me through my website. That's Althea Gray, that's A-L-T as in Tom, H-E-A, and it's G-R-A-Y.com. And my number, you can reach me at 505-983-9582. So I want to wish you and all of your listeners a blessed holiday season. Enjoy it and bring in good wishes for yourself, for your family, your friends, and for all our friends around the world, because those intentions do help, those positive intentions.
Oh, thank you so much for being here and for just sharing your beautiful energy with us. And I love you. And to everybody listening, please connect with Althea if you feel guided after the show. And yeah, just sending you and Ava and everybody lots of love.
Oh, lots of love to you too. And thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. All right, everybody, it is that time. Let's all close our eyes and take a minute to close our energy circle and really come full circle back to your intent from the top of the show. We call in the angels, goddesses, totem animals, spirit guides. Thank you for energizing these intentions, and let them be blessings multiplied to raise the energy and consciousness of the planet for each and every listener all around the world. And so it is. All right, good night, everybody. Thank you so much for being here, and have a great rest of December.